a timeless desert scene until a pickup arrives. The calm and quiet of the Sahara has been disturbed by the arrival of a force heading to loyalist strongholds in the far south. But this is a fighting force in the making. They're learning, literally, as they go along. In the early morning cool, Ahmed, formerly in Gaddafi's army, is giving a lesson in how to use a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. Everyone gets a chance to shoulder it, get used to the feel of it. It's only a matter of days, at the most, before they'll be in battle. Ahmed concedes it's a tall order to cram months of training into a few hours during the journey to the front. Of course, he says. But over the next day or two, we'll try to teach them. What follows are more lessons in the art of the heavy machine gun, how to load it, how to fire it. And then an anti-aircraft gun. Not everyone is new at this. 61-year-old former soldier Mohammed Arabi can chant and cheer with the best of them. The plan is to try to negotiate a peaceful surrender in the largest southern city, Sabha. All indications so far, however, point to a bitter fight for the south. It could be Gaddafi's last stand, warns Commander Ahmed Hasnawi. Their biggest concentration is in the south, he tells me. We even have information they want to set up an independent entity to be ruled by all the figures of the old regime. It's not all about fighting, however. A large group of doctors and nurses has also come along, with trucks and ambulances full of medicine. And not just the usual material for battle wounds. There's a humanitarian side to this mission. Dr. Hatem Abu Bakr was a car dealer in Tripoli before the revolution. He says he made more money selling cars than practicing medicine.
There are two missions. One part of the mission is to keep all the people with us in the front line safe. The other part is that Sabha is now closed since 1 month. And I think all the stocks are near to zero.
Most essential is water. They've brought thousands of bottles. In this heat, dehydration can be deadlier than a bullet. By midday, the force finally starts to move.
Now they're finally moving out, but it's still a long way to go. More than 300 kilometers to the front lines outside Sabha.
It will be a long, hot, and difficult journey. Ben Wiedemann, CNN, in the Sahara Desert, Libya.